Trump, loser Tim Walz would be in trouble if he tried to fight conservatives. By Hannah Knudsen on March 21, 2025. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, is a loser who would be in trouble. President Donald Trump said on Friday, reacting to a reporter's question on Walz remarking that he could kick the ass of conservatives. "Oh boy, he'd be in trouble," Trump responded, adding, "Well, he's a loser. He lost an election. He played a part. You know, usually a vice president doesn't play a part, they say," Trump continued. "I think Tim played a part. I think he was so bad that he hurt her," he said, referencing former Vice President Kamala Harris's failed 2024 campaign for president. "But she hurt herself, and Joe Biden hurt them both," he continued. "They didn't have a great group, but I would probably put him at the bottom of the group. Watch." Related: Tampa on Tim hardest hit. Brutal Donald Trump obliterates Tim Walz in roast. Walz made the remark this week during an appearance on California Governor Gavin Newsom's podcast. "I figured it out that the identity piece of this is more important than the actual substance behind it," Walz said during the conversation, as Newsom asserted that conservatives have been demonizing the left. "Well, they've been doing it for decades. I mean, we've saw the welfare queens. They've seen the Southern strategy. We've seen it over and over. It's an old playbook, and we're as dumb as we want to be that we allow them to do this with CRT and ESG, DEI, and every three-letter word. And they weaponize grievance. They talk down to people. They humiliate people. They weaponize difficult issues," Newsom continued, calling on the left to get off defense and go on offense. "Gotta go on the offense. We got to meet people where they are. But I also think this, and this is where, you know, this is part of the conversation I'm trying to have, is you got to respect people you disagree with," Newsom continued. Walz then asked how they fight it and quickly proceeded to answer his own question. "I think I could kick most of their ass. I do think that," Walz said before adding that he could at least outrun them. "I don't know if we're going to fall into that place where we want to. Okay, we challenge you to do a, you know, a WWE fight here type of thing here," Walz added. Walz has left the door open to the prospect of running for president in 2028, telling New Yorker Radio Hour, "If I think I could offer something, I would certainly consider that," adding that he would do whatever it takes. A recent morning consult poll among Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents showed just 5% supporting Walz in a potential 2028 Democrat primary field.